This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome on in to the full-time report here. After a 2-2 draw, Atlanta United goes on the road and picks up a point. It's not the full three as we had hoped, but one is better than none. Madison Cruz, who's joining me here on the full-time report, of course, from Soccer Down Here. We'll head back to TQL Stadium in just a little bit, here from Ronnie Dyla, here from Saba Loeb Janidze, and the whole crew. But just some general thoughts here. Things are swimming right along. You then fall behind in the span of 5 minutes. Two goals conceded, both to Evander. You scratch, you claw, and you fight your way to a point. All in all, not a bad result on the road.
Not a bad result at all. I said in the pregame that since the first game against CF Montreal, we have seen this team grow and develop each game at a time. I feel like this game has been the most consistent we have seen this Atlanta United team for the whole stretch of the 90 minutes. Not only when they went down and it was tied, not only when Evander was able to come back in and make it 2-1 for Cincinnati, they fought the entire time to get the equalizer. And yes, it's an own goal, but Saba creates the opportunity. He creates the chance. You're able to come away with this with the point. That's the fight you want to see from this Atlanta United side as we continue through the rest of the season. And that needs to be showcased, and they need to be proud of that.
Yeah, and you talk about needing to have it with so many guys out. We talked about it, whether due to injury or international duty. Over 10 guys are gone for Atlanta United in today in terms of match roster, and some of them are reserves, some of them are starters, and you had guys come in, fill in, and do quite admirably. Most notably, you look at in the midfield at Will Riley. You look at Matt Edwards, who had a great run today in the center back pairing there with Derek Williams. You look at Kamen Togashi, who's not regularly a first choice. He comes in and gets the job done as well. So a lot of key contributors in this one. Unfortunately, Tristan Moyamba goes down early due to what we believe is an injury. Hopefully, it's not too serious. Initial looks at it, though. Anytime you have to be stretchered off, it's a tough look. Hopefully we'll see what Ronnie Dyla has to say. I know he's going to be stepping into the media in just a moment. Before we do that, two things we want to take care of: man of the match and a statistical recap. Let's start with the stats. It's brought to you by Emory, the official team healthcare provider of Atlanta United. 55% percent possession for Cincinnati, 45 to Atlanta. Shots 14 to 12 in favor of Cincinnati. Shots on goal 7 to 4 in favor of Cincinnati. But again, not overly threatening. And I think you see that come out in terms of the XG. XG was just one for Cincinnati. They got two, but just one. Atlanta United had a 1.5 XG. And look, I know Jason Longshore was trying to prop him up a little bit with Will Riley. I think we have to overrule him, but we'll get to the performance of Will Riley. Maddie, we have another guy in mind for man of the match.
We do. Before we say it, I think Will Riley is, I mean, if there's a level
on
system,
any
they
other
are right
day,
there.
One of those,
they're
one of
right
those.
There. They are at the exact same level, because what Will Riley was able to do, we'll talk about it in a second, but it has to go to Sabo Lopjanice. You created both of those goals that ended up giving the equalizer. Obviously, that sequence from Kamen Togashi with the quick throw-in to connect to Saba, who finds Latte Lath, puts it in the back of the net, and then also, too, with the own goal. You created that other opportunity on the break as well. For me, it's Sabo Lopjanice, but if we can give two, Will Riley is right up there. You play 90 minutes. 90 minutes when we didn't even know how long he could go.
By the way, after
MLS debut,
after having an early yellow card and having to deal with that in the back of your mind the whole time too.
And that showcases just how matured and how developed of a player he is to be able to play in an early yellow card. We talk about all the time how difficult it can be when you're on a yellow card, how you got to play the game, how you got to keep things going, how you can create the tackles and get the things you want to get done in the field without possibly getting yourself a second. And Will Riley did it flawlessly. He was here with Atlanta United before, went off to Stanford, developed, became a better player, then came back to his home city to play MLS debut 90 minutes in his first ever start for Atlanta United. I mean, that's something to be proud of.
Yeah, obviously we're glad to be able to give Saba the man of the match. It means that Atlanta United did equalize. If they had not equalized, this would have been Will Riley's man of the match. There's no question about that. And it's not single-handedly done, but Saba is the one that puts you back on level terms there. The own goal created largely in part due to Saba's run. And once he got the ball, he was going to take on as many guys as he could and just luck, skill, whatever it's going to be. I don't care how the final touch gets put in the net. Powell there with the own goal, and it is equalized for Atlanta United. And again, it was one of those things, you're feeling pretty good. And I was talking with you about it. Hey, look, Atlanta United, we talked about it. The first 5 minutes, the first 10 minutes coming out of halftime has been a tough go for Atlanta United this season. Today, they flipped the script a little bit. They are the ones that come out of halftime and find a goal, take a 50th-minute lead. Latte Lath does it again. He's obviously on a goal-scoring tear for Atlanta United. But 70th-minute goal, 75th-minute goal, Atlanta United falls behind. And so to be able to get back to level terms, again, and I mentioned this in the pregame, I think I'll bring up the stat again. You only had four road wins all of last season. That was the fewest, with the exception of one Eastern Conference playoff team. Montreal only had three road wins. So it has been a tough go for Atlanta United to win on the road. I think I saw before the match, I also mentioned this to you, Maddie, off air, Cincinnati hadn't dropped a game to Atlanta United since 2021. That streak obviously continues. So for Atlanta United to go down 2-1 with the situation, right? Moyamba is out injured. You got all those players who are gone and fight, scratch, claw. It really does say something about the steps forward this organization is taking.
You also look at the depth that this team has now. You have players who you can call upon in those moments where you need someone to come in and fill that spot, especially with the international break. You have so many key players out internationally with 10 men, but you also come in and you're able to have the depth that can come in and fill in those slots and keep it going. That's a testament to what not only Ronnie Dyla's staff has done to this team so far as he stepped in as the new head coach. It just showcases the fight that we're going to see from this team as the season goes on.
We're going to go a little long here on this first segment as we're waiting for Ronnie Dyla to step to the podium, and we'll see if he's asked this question relatively early on. I think you and I have talked about it off air. I think you probably saw some comments throughout the game and maybe as the game was wrapping up. And we talked about it when we got the starting 11 for Atlanta United. Sabo Lopjanice goes on to the right side. This felt like the Saba from last year. And Saba was tied with Brad Guzan last year for the number of man of the matches, right? He was number one on the team along with Guz for man of the matches, and understandably so. And he gets the first one today. I just don't think it's a coincidence that he got it while playing on the right side. And that's something that with Miggy gone, Ronnie Dyler's going to have to gauge and measure, because it did feel like a different Saba today. And maybe that's because he was on the right side. Maybe it's because he's not overshadowed by Miggy, and the pressure is a little bit different on what they're trying to do. It looked like a different Saba, though.
I agree with you. I mean, I think what we've seen from Saba in the last couple of games, I mean, we talked about it before on pregame and on postgame as well. It seems like that in that front area, especially with the attackers, it seems like it's doing a lot. All of them are doing way too much instead of maybe taking the simpler pass or maybe laying it off for another player to come forward and take the opportunity. And I think, you know, with Saba, it's a comfortability level. I mean, last season he primarily played on the right. He can play on the left, but we've seen him play primarily on the right and have great success there. And then you're coming in and it's a new head coach, new system. You're trying to figure things out, but we'll see. I mean, Saba played really well on the right side, and I think Saba just had a breakout performance today. He felt confident, and he was coming in, and he was creating opportunities, and it's the energy. And that's the energy you want moving forward, especially going into the next game against NYC.
The other guy we need to give a little bit of flowers to, and if we maybe just had a half-by-half man of the match, Kamen Togashi had an outstanding second half. He was all over the place offensively, all over the place defensively. Obviously, quick throw in leads. He gets a secondary assist and on the first goal. Quick throw in to Saba. Saba sends it to Latte Loth, which, by the way, we'll have to talk about that goal when we get to it, because that's a really tough left-footed touch from Latte Loth. It's not just the headers that he can score by, so we'll talk about that a little bit later. But Togashi is a guy that did stand out in the preseason ramp-up, and has had a minimal role with the first team here. I know he made his debut a couple of weeks ago, right at the end of stoppage time, like 38 seconds, like the walk-ons in the NCAA tournament when the team's down by 20. He pops on the court, and that's that. He was outstanding today, and he may be a guy to keep an eye on off the bench as a super sub, stuff like that, especially as you potentially deal with continuation of injuries. Mosquera, we don't know the severity of, but that potentially is a really bad one. Tristan Moyamba potentially is a really bad one. So for guys like Will Riley and a younger guy as well, like Togashi, to really step out, step in, and not just be on the field, not just be a guy to stand out, it is really important to the depth of this team.
Kamen Togashi was someone that I really, really liked watching in preseason. He's a player who is just relentless. He will just get right into the face of defenders. He will just be that high press, come forward, and he doesn't make it easy. He doesn't make it easy on the other opponents, and that's what he did today against FC Cincinnati. He created those opportunities, and he brought a spark. He brought a spark to the team when he came on, and he was able to create opportunities, and I go back to the goal. I go back to that. It's so intelligent from him. You get the throw-in. If it went off of him, I mean, hey, ref didn't blow the whistle. Ref didn't stop it. You get the quick throw-in. You see Saba making the run. You throw it in quickly. Saba's then able to capitalize and finds Latte Lath. That is so incredibly intelligent from Togashi to come in, see that awareness, to play it off. And it's just so brilliant. And it's not only that goal, but just the rest of the game. He was creating opportunities. He was just getting in Cincinnati's face and just not allowing them to do anything. And he was creating opportunities.
You also saw him in a variety of situations. You saw him up top alongside Latte Lath, if anything, above Latte Lath in a number of circumstances. You also saw him, when you made a couple more substitutions, slide all the way over to the left and kind of play as a left winger. So certainly some positional flexibility for him as well. All right, we're going to go ahead and hit a break, and I guarantee you, because this is how it always happens, as soon as I go to break, Ronnie Dyla is going to step to the podium, and we'll still bring you that audio as best we can. But I also want to talk about Matt Edwards on the other side. We're going to listen to the highlights and talk about both of the Atlanta United goals, one of them being an own goal on the other side as well. So stick with us here. She is Madison Cruz of Soccer Down Here. I'm Abe Gordon, and this is the full-time report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game. It is the full-time report. Atlanta United and FC Cincinnati play to a 2-2 draw. And just a couple of moments ago, back at TQL Stadium, Ronnie Dyla, manager for Atlanta United, addressed the assembled media about what he saw took place today.
I don't know what now. We can't say too much. What I've been told is not... they don't think it's like a cruciate or something like that, and that's very good. So maybe it's a meniscus or inside leg. We don't know. So we have to take a picture, but he gets a twist in his knee.
Okay. Just your overall thoughts on the performance, getting a point on the road, two homegrowns in the starting lineup. It seems like it was a pretty good point.
I'm very happy with the point. I think it was deserved. I think we should have won the game. Our better team in 60 minutes. So I sit there with the same feeling I've had for the last 5-6 games, whatever we have played, that we show how much quality we have when we're playing good, but we just lose totally shape and concentration and discipline when things are going against us, and we are protecting something. So that's again, we talk together all the time about those things. If we're going to be a top club, we need to deal with these kind of situations. But I cannot. The first 60 minutes, you cannot do so much more. You have 3, 4, 5 good chances. They have one in a set play, but then after they get 1-1, also a little bit before that, we start to open up and we start to. You see that trouble is going to happen, and in the end, we are lucky to get a draw. But when you see the whole game, we should have won it because we are a better team than them today. And that is the most frustrating thing for me, that we are we're showing every game now what kind of level we can be, but we're also showing what level kind of level we can be on our worst. And if we don't solve that, we will never be a top club. But we have been working there for two months, and as I said, there was honeymoon in the beginning. Now it's not so much honeymoon. We start to know each other. Now we start to develop our relationships and understand what we where we are and understanding each other and start to improve. So a lot of frustration inside me, but at the same time also happy with that point because it's a very good. But we should have three. But the performance in big part of it, it's really really good. And Will and Matt played really well. Will was unbelievable. First debut game, can't do more than that. It's, and he had the mentality I'm looking for. So that was fantastic to see. So it's so much positive, but I sit afterwards with a bad feeling, and that irritates me. And that's the now that happens against Miami. Almost every game I sit with the same feeling. So the day I don't care, then we have a problem. I care, and we care. Everybody cares, and we just have to do something with that this period when we are not in full control.
So there's Ronnie Dyla, and obviously feels the overall performance deserving of a win. I think when you take a look at how the scoreboard played itself out, I think you do end up pretty happy with the draw. And ultimately, you'll take the 1 point and go back home. And again, you look at the variety of players that were called upon today, and one that I want to stick out and shout out is Matt Edwards. You and I were talking, Maddie. Madison Cruz of Soccer Down Here joining me. We were talking about, all right, we've seen Matt Edwards perform admirably on the outside. I think defensive abilities were shown in that first half against Charlotte defending Zaha, and I think you really saw quite a competent effort today. I mean, this was not a guy that felt out of place or felt like you were downgrading in the back. And I think we would also say the same about Will Riley. And like we mentioned earlier, Tagashi, it didn't feel like these second teamers coming in that you're just trying to get through the game with. These guys had major impacts, mostly positive, on the performance today.
It's been a joy watching Matt Edwards in these last couple of games for Atlanta. He's grown into his own. Not only, I think, when you see him as a fullback, he is continuously learning, especially offensively, what he can bring to the table. But defensively, I feel like every single game we've watched, he's been better and better defensively.
100% agree.
And it's remarkable to see, especially with just the fight that he has and what he wants to do. He's a player that is just so solid and a player that you want on your team. And then even back to Will Riley, one thing that Ronnie said that I want to point out is that Will has the mentality that he wants to see. And that comes from just what we saw today from Will Riley playing 90 minutes and not, like you mentioned, not just kind of sitting back, being along for the ride, in the passenger seat, playing the tunes. He was actively in the game, making decisions, winning challenges, winning tackles, and winning moments so that the Five Stripes could get going and create something. And that's what you want to see from those players that you will need to rely on a lot this season. That's huge.
I don't want to take a shot at any players, but we saw Ashton Gordon at times last year, and it felt like at times he was in awe of the talent around him and maybe didn't play his game, maybe a little hesitant to make a mistake, stuff like that. And I think that can cost you, and I don't think you saw that from Riley today. I don't think you saw that from Edwards or Togashi either. And so the fact that they're not only up for the challenge but themselves in that moment as well, I think is certainly key. All right, let's go back through how it shaped up. The highlights are brought to you by SCANA. For over 20 years, SCANA Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. A scoreless first half, and then right out of halftime, 5 minutes in, bang, bang play. Heads up throw-in from Kamen Togashi. Saba takes it down the right side, finds some space, finds a pass, and a really nifty finish from Latte Loth.
He'll trap against an off-balance angle and thread it through now to Togashi down the near touchline. He's on his horse. It's a race to the ball, and it's out for a throw-off. Powell thrown in quickly to Saba at the right end line. Cut that cross. Shot! Score! The L-Trap! The quick throw. The pretty cutback cross by Saba. The L train slams it home. 1-0.
Yeah, outstanding heads-up play. We mentioned it. Kamen Togashi not waiting for a decision of the officials. Just go ahead. Hey, it's my ball. Let's throw it in. Saba heads up to make the run when he saw players for Cincinnati, quite honestly, dilly-dallying a little bit. And so he takes advantage. And then, if anything, Saba probably had the least to do, right? It's an outstanding throw from Togashi into space. Saba kind of makes a guy and spots Latte Loth, but the touch from Latte Loth, a one-time off the left foot, didn't get a ton behind it necessarily. It wasn't driven, but kind of looped a little bit. Just to put that on net, it is an outstanding touch from Latte Loth. Really difficult finish, but it did put Atlanta United up 1-0. And right out of halftime, we had talked about this in recent games. Hey, what's going on out of halftime? They take advantage today.
They took advantage of it. And, you know, with that goal, you know, since he was kind of caught with their hands in their pockets, didn't really know what was going on, we're looking at the ref to see the play there, and nothing was made. So Togashi was able to capitalize on it, made the throw in, connected to Saba. It's great connection and great communication between both of them to know that that ball is coming. And then you get Latte Loth making the run in, which it was a difficult shot to put on net.
Crazy hard. Yeah.
Latte Loth was just able to do it with his left foot.
He's had a couple easy ones. He's had a couple, you know, rise and fire, the header, it's been there. He had an easy put back in the opener against Montreal. This one was not an easy touch, and he still delivered. It stayed that way for 20 minutes, and you actually felt pretty good about where Atlanta United was. And then in my opinion, a bad foul for Matt Edwards. And in the 70th minute, it was a Vander from a dangerous spot.
Action at the goal to our left. They get the whistle. It's a Vander. He goes for goal. Score off a deflection. It looked like it skimmed the top of the wall.
It deflected off the wall and in, and there's nothing Brad Kazan can do.
Yeah, Brad is moving to his right, and it deflects and goes back left. He's caught out, and unfortunate. I think the issue there is not on the wall or on Goose. It's on the foul. Leading up to that, I had a little bit of an issue with it. I don't think the guy, he was in a danger spot on the field, but he wasn't in imminent danger on the goal. He's running parallel to goal. If anything, his back turned a little bit towards goal. Maybe not the smartest foul, but Edwards thought he could get to the ball. Unfortunately, he couldn't. That equalized this game in the 70th minute. And then it got a little bit lazy and a little bit chaotic for Atlanta United. And just 5 minutes later, Evander found space again.
Off the throw, loose in the central channel. Bukak coming forward out of one tackle to the penalty spot for Evander, and he scores. 2-1 Cincinnati.
Yeah, really nice move for Pavel Buka, who found some space, and Evander with a one-touch back across the face of goal. And Goose was just nowhere, had no shot on that one. So you held a lead for 20 minutes, and then it was equalized for 5 minutes, and then you're down. And you're down for the next 13 minutes. But then Saba finds some space, plays in a dangerous ball, and somehow it ends up equalizing into the back of the net.
And we'll roll it through the circle. In front now, here's Moranchuk to Saba, the right wing. Latte Loth making the run. Saba going to him. Put it for an own goal by Alvis Powell. We're tied in the 89th minute.
Yeah, a pretty crazy run, but again, and I've always said this, more shots, more opportunities for anything that can happen. This one, a unfortunate deflection for Alvis Powell, unfortunate for him, obviously outstanding for Atlanta United and the Five Stripes. One of those situations, maybe he thought he was clear of the post and was putting it wide, whatever it may be. It is an 88th minute equalizer, and you know, not going to compare results. Maybe it makes up a little bit for what you allowed in the 89th minute a week ago. Obviously, 3 points, 1 point are slightly different. But you can at least leave Cincinnati with your head held a little bit higher based on this result. Finding a point on the road, and we've said this, I mean, look, this is not our first year covering the MLS, and you can go all the way back. If you can win your home games, which, by the way, they have not really done well enough so far this season. It's still early in the season. If you can win your home games, though, All you really are going to need is a point on the road, and hopefully you can find three here and there, but you'll take the one right now, and hopefully the road wins will come later in the season.
Road wins are hard in the MLS. It is very difficult to go on the road in this league because of just the environment and the atmosphere. But if you're Atlanta United, you're coming out of this with your heads held high, but I think you're coming out of it also, too, with a little bit of a what-if as well, because Ronnie put it perfectly in his post-game press conference to the media. It's you're happy with the point, but you also are a little frustrated because you know what this team can do. We've seen the quality with the 60 minutes. We know what we can see, and it's just that next step. It's exactly what he said. It's that development, you know, been together for 2 months now, and you're finally getting to know each other. You're building the system, and now it's about developing those relationships even further, which will then allow you to create a lot more opportunities, which we've seen the progression in every single game. So it's one where you're coming out of this one, especially with the way the game did end up playing out. You're happy with the 1 point, but you got to go home against NYC and get a win.
Get three. Yeah, not three, not one. And by the way, that kind of dials back to the clip we had of him pregame saying, if you're focusing on your performance, the results will come. And again, it sounds like he's looking at this and say, hey, the performance was there. The results didn't quite follow, but the performance is there. If we keep working on our performance, the results will eventually follow. And you certainly hope that is the case, and it'd be nice for that to be the case, like you mentioned, starting on Saturday at home against NYCFC. All right, we are going to step aside for a couple of moments. When we get back, we'll hope to hear from Sabalobe Janidze. If he takes the press conference podium, we might get a chance to hear Will Riley as well after his first start for Atlanta United. She is Madison Cruz of Soccer Down Here. I am Abe Gordon, and this is the Full-Time Report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game. Madison Cruz of Soccer Down Here. Abe Gordon taking you through the Full-Time Report. Hope to be checking out what Sabalobe Janidze has to say in a couple of moments. Again, he was our man of the match, but not the only one in the discussion. Certainly Will Riley made it a very tough decision, as Jason Longshore had pointed out. But I do want to bring up something that I don't know if trend is – how many do you need for it to be a trend is the question. But Atlanta United has had two road games this season. And in both games, they've given up two goals in the span of 5 minutes, right? Against Charlotte, you give up a Pepiel goal in the 50th minute, and then Zaha puts one home in the 54th. Tonight, you have a Vander in the 70th minute, and then a Vander in the 75th minute. And so it's a situation, and I maybe you could look at it at home as well, but certainly on the road, one goal potentially leading to the second goal. And I think there's somewhat of an emotional letdown. Once you score, you hold the lead for 20 minutes. You unfortunately do concede, and then you're just not able to regather and hold yourself together, and that second goal comes quick for the second time this season.
I think that's what Ronnie Dyla was talking about, too, in the postgame press conference. When he's talking about, you know, the result, and you look at it, you showed the quality that you can bring, but, you know, you lose that shape and you lose the concentration when you're out there. And that's when those mistakes can happen. And I think it comes especially when that free kick is awarded to Cincinnati. They're able to equalize it. Then 5 minutes later, they capitalize on a turnover. It's that lack of concentration that needs to come in. You need to be able to bounce back after something like that happens, because we know the game of MLS. We know the game of soccer. It happens all the time. You got to find a way to move past it and refocus your mind. And it can be difficult, because when the momentum's not going your way, that can be really hard to bounce back from. But you got to find a way to do it.
Atlanta United midfielder, youngster, made his debut start. Will Riley has taken to the post-game press conference. Let's hear what he's got to say today.
Evander, they're 10, obviously. A really dangerous player. And I thought I did well initially. He was involved in both their goals in the second half, so not super pleased about that. And getting a yellow card in the first half didn't help. But I think I stuck with him pretty well for a majority of the game, and so I was overall pleased with the job.
You got the yellow, and you got the talking to after. What was going through your head in terms of staying in control after that?
Yeah, that's it, staying in control. I've never gotten a red card in my, since I was a little kid. So I wasn't too concerned, just trying to stay aggressive, not let that dictate my whole mentality. Keep getting into him and keep playing the way I play.
You played as a 10 a lot in preseason, but we talked about it. You're more comfortable deeper. Did it feel like kind of going back home a little bit and playing deeper with Tristan and then later Alexi?
Yeah, for sure. Feels more comfortable and more natural there.
What are the biggest challenges that you face trying to get up to the speed of this game? Is it mental? Is it physical? Is it both?
Both, I would say. Mostly mental. It's mostly there's no time to switch off. You got to be switched on the entire game, especially when you have someone like Evander who's constantly off your shoulders. And there are a few times like he picked up the ball in the second half and towards the end of the first half and started driving out our back line. So those moments where you can't switch off because those players will punish you and the team.
How do you build off this? How do you stay top of mind for Ronnie to keep getting either starts or time off the bench?
Starts on Monday or Tuesday and training again. Keep working my ass off every day like I've been doing. And I think the results generally follow from the process.
You said you thought there was a chance you were going to be able to start or play today. I'm curious, when's the last time you got a good night's sleep? My stomach
could
have been charting.
Yeah, definitely. It's been awesome having this sort of it's been a while since I had that nervous energy, those butterfly feelings. So, but yeah, definitely my sleep suffered a little bit.
Did you get to have family here? Was there anyone here for you?
My dad was here. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Doug asked about the pregame portion of it. I'll ask you about that last sequence where you draw a foul in the arc on Evander. Because do you remember it? Like, kind of, what were you thinking in that moment?
Which
you stepped in front of Evander and threw a foul to relieve a lot of pressure.
I mean, I think that was one where he had already escaped a few guys, and I was coming from in front of the ball, so I'm just thinking, get back in front of the ball, don't let him get any shots off, and winning a foul in a situation like that obviously helps the team a ton. So.
The veteran players.
That is Atlanta United midfielder Will Riley, who made his debut today, and not just the debut, but in the starting 11 at that. And when we come back here, Maddie, we're going to talk about not just Will Riley, but something that we've seen over the past couple of years that Atlanta United arguably does better than anyone else in the entire MLS. I'll tell you what that is on the other side. This is the full-time report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game, the full-time report. Atlanta United and FC Cincinnati play 2-8, 2-2 draw, so 1 point coming back home for the Five Stripes. I mentioned, and it's Madison Cruz of Soccer Down here joining me here on the full-time report, I mentioned there's something that Atlanta United has done. Really, the last two seasons it has stood out, and I think we saw the continuation of that today, in something they might be doing at a better rate than anyone else in the MLS, and that is players, you want to call them homegrown, players out of their academy, and players out of the twos, the Atlanta United two squad, coming in to the first team and not just taking a roster spot, but stepping onto the field and really delivering. And it's been much needed depth at a variety of times in a variety of positions. Last year, at a very heavy level, it was in the back, and we saw times from Noah Cobb, who we had questions about, he answered them. Efren Morales had questions about, he answered them. I think you saw today, you got Togashi, you got Will Riley, and for a couple of games now, Matt Edwards. Again, these are guys that have come in and really delivered, and it's not just about rounding out the roster. It's not just about this or that. It is absolutely counting on these guys to perform, and they have performed, and they are doing it at a crazy high rate right now with a lot of different players.
I see it especially, I mean, even think back today. You know, I came right from the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta training ground calling the U18s for the Atlanta United Academy, then coming here. You see the talent at the U18 level, the U16 level, even the U12s, you see the development, you see what Atlanta is doing from the academy all the way to the second team, utilizing academy players within the second team, not being afraid to play them, get them professional minutes. That way, when they are called upon for the first team, they're able to go out there and perform. And that is one thing that Atlanta United has done so well with this system. Because as Ronnie Dyla said, you got to have successful teams all throughout, not just the first team, second team and academy. It all flows into one, and it all needs to be interconnected, and it is.
I think you see a lot of programs, a lot of organizations that have 10 guys out either due to injury or international call-up and are in real trouble, and that just wasn't the case. Atlanta United, yes, they only were able to capture a draw today. It wasn't because numbers were down, players were out. These guys absolutely delivered, and they continue to deliver and have delivered, and we look forward to seeing more of them as we move forward. Atlanta United would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total is currently $2,000, but we're going to hope to change that next week back at home. So when we return here on the full-time report, our final couple of minutes, Madison Cruz and Abe Gordon, we'll break down NYCFC coming to Mercedes-Benz Stadium Saturday night a week from today. That's all on the way on the full-time report, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Final couple of minutes here on the full-time report. Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz taking you as we wrap things up. It was a 2-2 draw today between Atlanta United and FC Cincinnati. Atlanta United does grab 1 point on the road, and they'll be looking for 3 when they return home to Mercedes-Benz Stadium next Saturday. And it should be an interesting setup for Atlanta United. I think Ronnie Dyla is going to have some interesting decisions here against NYCFC, Maddie, because there is potential that Tristan Moyamba, who has been a mainstay in the midfield the last couple of games, could be out injured. And certainly you would like to think and hope that the guys who are out on international duty are going to be able to return. But I know we've seen at times the guys that go to Europe maybe take a little bit extra to return because of travel and some of that stuff than the guys that are going to Latin America, South America. So it'd be nice to see Steon back in there. If not, though, full faith in Matt Edwards after what we saw today. It would be nice to see Bartosz Sliszcz in there, potentially pairing with Click if his quadricep is fine, potentially pairing with Jay Fortune, and potentially pairing with Will Riley, who had a nice performance today as well. He certainly entered the discussion. So a lot of options for Ronnie Dyla. And then the other one, which I'm sure will be asked as we get closer, is Miggy back on the right with Saba returning to the left? Or do you try potentially Saba on the right side again after his performance today? So a lot of things for Ronnie Dyla to consider before the next home match against NYCFC.
I mean, I want to talk about the midfield. I mean, it's a good problem to have, having so many solid midfielders who can come in and make an impact for this Atlanta United team. And I think Will Riley has definitely earned himself the position to fight for one of those spots. He's earned it, especially with the performance he had today. I think you're seeing the first steps of a player that can really come in and shape what they need to do, not only for just what he brought today, but also his story of what he's able to do. Was with Atlanta United, went off to college, played at Stanford, comes back in his MLS debut, plays 90 minutes, and, you know, we mentioned it, he didn't take a back seat. He was in it. He was in the attack. He was making moves. He was creating things for Atlanta. I think he's earned himself the opportunity to fight for possibly a starting position against NYC.
And then as we also turn the page to NYCFC, certainly, I don't know if revenge game is the right term, but a familiarity there, Ronnie Dyla going up against his former employer.
Yeah, I mean, Ronnie Dyla was the head coach of NYC from 2022 to 2022, won the MLS Cup in 2021 with NYC. So a little bit of a homecoming for him, gets to see his former side, especially being back here in MLS. So we'll see if that helps, especially with some of the knowledge you might have on the team and how they play and what they do. But it's a nice homecoming.
There you have it, the full-time report for Atlanta United. Special thanks to Dom Cherosky, our producer right here in studio. For Mike and Jason, the voices of Atlanta United, safe travels on their way back. And Maddie Cruz, Madison Cruz right here of Soccer Down Here. I'm Abe Gordon. Join us again at 6:30 p.m. next Saturday, March 29th, for our next broadcast as Atlanta United will take on NYCFC. Once again, the final today, Atlanta United 2 and FC Cincinnati 2. That's going to do it for the full-time report right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You've been listening to the Full-Time Report, a complete wrap-up of today's Atlanta United game.
Tune in for complete match day coverage all season long. The home for our Atlanta United is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.